This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you for joining us in worship today. We praise God for you and however you're listening. We pray the message you receive will allow you to strengthen your relationship in Christ and build his kingdom as we seek God, shape lives, and serve the world.
Everybody stand on your feet. Come on. Come on, clap your hands if you love Jesus. I say clap your hands if you love Jesus. You can put your hands to heaven if you love the Lord. God a great praise. Amen. Can we give a great God a great praise? Put your hands together again. Praise the Lord. Amen. While you're standing, can we put our hands together for our pastor and our leader, Pastor Tillman? Amen. I am excited tonight, this afternoon, because my family is here from Dublin, Alabama. Amen. From Savannah, Keisha, God bless you, good to see you. My co-worker is here, Brother Corey, and another co-worker of mine in the back. I got a host of friends. I appreciate you all for coming. There is a word from the Lord. I want to read from John, the 15th chapter. And I'm going to read verse number 1 and number 2. If you talk back to me, we can get through this quickly. Amen. Praise the Lord. John 15, verse number 1, when you have it, say, I got it. If you don't, say, wait on me. Amen. I'll wait on you. Praise the Lord. John 15, verse number 1, and it reads, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes. Somebody shout prunes, that it may bear more fruit. I want to skip down to verse number 5. It says, I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. Somebody shout, much fruit. So first we have more fruit. Now we have much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Verse number 2 again. And every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Father, create in me a clean heart. Do what you have designed to do in my life. Thank you for the plan you have over my life. Keep your hand on my life and don't take it off. Father, you're sovereign, you're a healer, you're amazing, you're a great God. Show yourself mighty. Preach me. Hide me behind you. In Jesus' name, amen. Before you sit down, on the way to your seat, look at your neighbor, and I want you to grab onto him. I want you to look him in the face, and I want you to tell them, I'm cut for a purpose. I'm cut for a purpose. You might want to tell somebody else that across the room where you don't know. Look at somebody in the face and say, I'm cut for a purpose. Amen. You may have your seat. Brothers and sisters, I want to tell you that God is the God of good, and he's the God of what we would like to call bad. He's the God of ups, and he's also the God of downs. But I need you to understand that whatever is going on in your life, it was designed for a purpose. Tell somebody it all has a purpose. Here in John 15, I want to focus on the pruning of the believer, of the cutting. It is the cutting of a believer that is not punishment. However, it is my belief to the body of Christ that those of us that follow Jesus and walk in his will of our life, we will be cut. It is important that we understand the underlying root of our cutting, or the underlying root of our pain, is our purpose. I need us to understand tonight that God never allows us to experience the trials in life without a purpose or a reasoning for going through. It is the believer that realizes that this pain I am experiencing is only the work of God, and there are benefits to experiencing pain, for it is my pain that exposes what it is that's hindering me from fulfilling the purpose God has for my life, and that purpose is to abide in him and let him abide in me. There was a strong connection between my pain and the purpose within my pain, because it is God allowing me to experience the cutting only to heal and restore, and ultimately to allow me to keep producing the fruit I have to bear as a branch. In other words, as a disciple of Jesus. Tell somebody you have fruit that you ought to bear. There are three reasons I want to look at why God is taking us through this journey called the pruning or the cutting. Let's look at the reasons in order for us to God, for God to fulfill the promises he has over our life. Number one, John 15 lets us know that he cuts us to expose himself. 15 verse 1 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Well, what is he saying? In other words, I am the source and the connection to you as a branch. He uses this metaphor to explain the fact, to expose the fact, that our lives as spiritual born-again believers are drawn from the life of the vine. And he says, I am the vine. This is him saying, I am, for the seventh time in John. And in other words, you cannot live or have a being without me. I'm everything you need. And if you are connected to the vine, you are connected to the source of what you need. I need you to look at your neighbor and tell him he's my everything, he's my all, and he's all I need to survive. He says, I have to cut you down because, yes, you are my follower and you are bearing fruit, but however, you're living a life as a dead branch. Look at your neighbor and say, don't be a dead branch. God says, if you abide in me and I in you, you will be cut. And when you are living as a dead branch, there are things that are hindering you from being productive and producing fruit or living a Christ-centered life. But I need you to know who I am and what I can do, and not only as the true vine, but as God. And if you abide in me and my word and be an example with the fruits of my spirit and allow me to live throughout you, then you will see whenever there is cutting, I'm showing you that all things work together for the good of those who love me. And that's what God is telling the people. Tell somebody he cut me for a purpose. I need us to understand that God prunes and cuts what needs to be cut out of us. It's only God letting us know that I am that I am. And I can heal, I can restore, I can revive the believer from what may seem like pain. And even though you feel this pain, you feel this cut, I am the one who can give you the contentment in knowing that I'm growing through the experience so they can keep fulfilling the promises. Number one, he cuts us to expose himself. Number one, look at somebody and say, he reveals himself to us in the cutting. Number two, he cut me so I wouldn't get cut off. Look at somebody and say, he cut me so I wouldn't get cut off. Bible says, if you don't bear fruit, he cuts you. Yeah. But what's extremely interesting to me and what baffled me about the text is that it says even when you bear fruit and even when you walk in his will, he still decides to cut you. I can understand. I can see this because I asked the question, why? Why would God cut me even though I know he loves me? Why would I experience pain? And he's supposed to protect me and care for me and be my father. Lord, I'm confused. And you got to tell me something quick. Well, he's saying, I'm cutting you. Yes, but please know that I cut you because I love you. And I'm cutting you because I need you to grow all over again. If you know anything about a vine dresser, they take care of the vine and its branches. And if the branches, if they grow too long, you will get cut so you can bear, so the branch can bear more fruit. As a branch, as us as branches, we cannot allow ourselves to grow further than where we need to grow, because as we are coming to God as believers, we are always able to grow again. We're never too seasoned in the kingdom where we cannot grow again. Because if you think you don't have to grow, then you will fall off the vine onto the ground. The Bible says you will be gathered up and thrown into the fire. Pastor Tillman told me the other day, he said it's either smoking or non-smoking. And so there's no in between. And God says, I care for the branches on this vine of mine. And if I don't cut you, if I don't allow you to experience the pain, if I don't allow you to go through seasons of life, you will never grow, or you will never keep growing to bear more of the fruit that I have called you to bear. I need you to look at somebody. I need you to tell them that I'm cut for a purpose, and that purpose is to abide in him and to be Christ-like. That is the reason why God is pruning us as the believer, as the branch. We are connected to the source, and the source has everything that we need. And because he has everything we need, we have got to understand that what I'm going through is not because he hates me or he's mad at me, but it is because he is pruning me to become better. Look at somebody one more time. I need you to get it and say, he cut me for a purpose. Number one, he cut me to expose himself. Number two, he cut me so I wouldn't get cut off. But number three, and I'm closing, he cut me so he could get the glory. I said number three, he cut me so he could get the glory. In other words, I had to cut you to save you, because Jesus assures the body of Christ that we are not a dead branch. And as the church, we are living. And because we are connected to the vine, and because the vine dresser takes care of the vine and its branches, we are connected to the source to be saved. And if we are saved, God can get the glory, which means you won't fall from the ground, which means you won't burn. Because if I cut you down, you can be more like me. I cut you down for a purpose. When God cuts, you'll bear more fruit of what God called you to bear, the fruit of the Spirit. And if you abide in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. But I am not the only one who was cut for a purpose. I'm not the only one who was cut for a purpose. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes, good God Almighty, I'm leaving now. We are healed. But that's not the only time that I was cut and that he was cut on a hill called Calvary. He was cut on his hands and he was cut on his feet. A crown of thorns on his head. Good God, he died. Good God Almighty. Almost done. But I'm so glad that's not how the story ends. 3 days later, he rose. To take you through the story, he hung his head on the Friday night. He died. Hit him in the tomb on Friday night. He took a nap, spent the night, and he stayed there all day Saturday. He took a nap and he stayed there all night Saturday night. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. From the grave, with all power in his hands. Gotta go, good God of mine. Lord, I feel like that. Good God of mine. It was on the cross where he took care of our cutting. And so whenever you feel the pain, and whenever you feel the cutting, that's God proving to you that I'm the only one that can heal you, that can save you. Already took the pain on Calvary. So whenever you experience pain, you got to remember that he died with the same pain. It was already taken care of. Gotta go. So long. Oh, it was quick, but it doesn't take long to get to the point. Because if you are cut, you know that it was God that did it and nobody else. I dare you to praise him for your cutting. I dare you to praise him for the pain. Because if you didn't experience pain, you wouldn't experience God. I need somebody to shout. I need somebody to open your mouth. Somebody to leap, holler, scream, because it is the pain that is making me into who I am today. Somebody shout for the pain.
Who need to get connected to the vine. You realize, I am not saved. I'm not connected to the vine. I need the Lord in my life. If you're here on today and you want to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, we extend you an invitation to accept him into your life. There may be others who are online, and you too right now saying, oh, what a powerful word. I need the Lord in my life. I've been getting cut on, but it's not because I'm part of the branch. I've just been going through so many things in life that I need a vine. I need that anchor. I need someone who's there with me to help me through everything I'm going through. Know that God is there for you. Jesus came, as the preacher said, died for our sins, rose from the grave, and he is coming back again. So if you want to accept the Lord into your life, pray this prayer with me right now to receive him into your life. The Bible says, if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, the word of God says, you shall be saved. Romans 10 and 9. So I want you right now to just take time to pray this prayer if you want the Lord in your life. Say, Father God, I have sinned. I have not been all I should be. I am sorry for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I believe in my heart Jesus died for my sins and rose from the grave. I'm willing to trust you, God, all the days of my life. Holy Spirit, come into my life. Help me to be what you want me to be. I will tell others that you saved me. Thank you, God, for saving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you...
Hey, amen. I'm going to leave it alone because I feel like dancing. So, close in prayer. All right. Amen. Let us pray to be dismissed. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to come before these your people. I ask you to continue to keep your hand on my life. Don't take it off. And God, I need you to continue to move like you've never moved before. In Jesus' name, watch over my family. Watch over everybody who came. Give them travels, safe trip. Give them traveling grace on the way back to the destination. In Jesus' name, amen. Real quick, can we put our hands together?
Remain connected to us as we build God's kingdom together. Join us on Facebook at the historic First African Baptist Church and our website, firstafricanbc.com. You may also contribute through an app called Givelify, GIVELIFY. May God bless you and thank you for worshiping with us.